Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Godly Marriage and Family Life by Pastor Joseph Alatitan has been written to address the foundation values of life that was initiated and established by God for the blessing of humanity and for the glory of God, but now dragged into the mud by humanity in partnership with the devil. Marriage is an altar, the first church, and the first government, where God releases dominion power to man to rule the earth on his behalf. The pastor is an office automation engineer, CEO of Yowlat Technologies, Ltd., prior to his calling into the ministry as a minister of God, earning his BA degree in theology, postgraduate diploma in pastoral studies, and a master's degree in ministry. He's a graduate of Equipping the Saints Worldwide Discipleship Institution, founded the Christian Kingdom World Outreach Ministries, having served previously as the General Secretary, Council of Pastors, CNS Church, Deputy Pastor and Chapel Secretary of English Service Chapel, CNS Church, and Pastor in Charge of London, No. 1 Branch, CNS Church. And he's back with us on Skype from the UK, author of The Godly Marriage and Family Life, the book we'll be talking about on the program today. Pastor, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to the program. It's great to see you once again.
It's a pleasure having me on your platform again. I'm so delighted to be with you.
We had such a response the first time the pastor was here a couple of months ago, talking about the newest book, Godly Marriage and Family Life. Let's talk about the inspiration for the book. Why did you feel this book was so important, especially at this time?
This book is quite important. To redirect the heart of man back to the ordinances of God. The Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I was inspired to start writing this book, which I titled Godly Marriage and Family Life. I have the other version, which is Christian Marriage and Family Life, as a student of the Bible in my quest to exegetically dig deep into the foundational values of life that was established and intended by God. I got an insight into the profound and marvelous creations of man in the image and likeness of God. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 26 to 27, and Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, that God intertwined himself with man, and man was also intertwined to God himself. In similar way, God also intertwined man to his wife, and also the woman to her husband, after he took a bone from the ribs of Adam to create Eve, and presented Eve to Adam as a wife to establish marriage institution, which is one flesh union. This is the foundational values of life that inspired me to write this life-transforming book, Godly Marriage and Family Life, or the other version of it, which is Christian Marriage and Family Life.
The book available at authorreputationpress.com, the book available to pastor's website, and I'll give you all that information here in a couple of seconds if you're Googling that. The book's available basically wherever books are sold. And I'd like you, if you would please, define what you consider as godly marriage and family life. What is your definition of that?
Okay, I define God, marriage, and family life when I carefully studies into the heartbeat of God. I discovered that God enthroned himself in three throne or citadels, which I called tripartite triumvirate, that is, three thrones where God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are seated to take absolute preeminence of the creations, the work of creations. And the number one of that throne is the throne of God itself, where God seated above heaven and earth to rule over the affairs of all creation, heaven and earth inclusive. And number two is marriage institutions, where also God enthroned himself to take preeminence of that institution. And the third institution is the tabernacle, or the temples or the church of God. Otherwise, therefore, marriage institution transcend culture, tradition, religions, and civilization that we are familiar with today. Marriage is a sacred throne, the first church on earth, and the seat of government where God releases blessing and gave dominion to dominion power to man to rule over the earth. So this concept needs to be well understood by anyone who are married or about to marry, because I define it as a sacred throne of God, and God is the arrowhead of marriage institution.
That's why this book is so important. The book we're talking about today is Godly Marriage and Family Life by our guest on the program, Pastor Joseph Alladitton. Let me spell it here. He writes under the name Joy, J period, O period, Y period, Alladitton. That's A-L-A-D-E-T-A-N. We've got that on our website. The name of the book is Godly Marriage and Family Life. And if you Google that, go to Amazon or to the pastor's website. I'll give you that information in a minute. You can find it there as well. You talk about the gift of God for humanity. Explain what you mean by that. Explain that for us, if you would, please.
Marriage is the ultimate expressions of God's love for humanity. When God says in the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, he said, it is not good for a man to be alone. When God performed the first surgical operations to create the woman, and God himself brought Eve to Adam as wife to be married, Adam celebrated his wife and said, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman. And God responded, he said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and his mother and shall be united to his wife, and the two shall become one. Now, man was not responsible for the creation of woman or the establishment of marriage institutions. So it was the heartbeat or the expressions of God's love for God to provide a true helpmate for man. And it is upon this institution that God releases blessing and declare that man be blessed, be fruitful and multiply, and have dominions to rule over the world. And that is the reason why I said marriage is the first church and the first government. And I want you to believe that nothing can be more wonderful than this, and nothing can be compared to this kind of expression of love gift for humanity.
Would you explain the nature of God in marriage as well as in family life?
Yeah, the nature of God in marriage is love and truth.
Okay.
That's the nature of God, with which he created all good things, all beautiful things, and gave all to man. Love is the nature of God. And that is where he expects man to also be like himself. And we have four series of love. We have the Eros, the Philios, the Storge, and the Agape. Agape is the true nature of God, where God loves humanity unconditionally. He also expects man to love his wife unconditionally. That was the reason he created man in his own image and likeness. So a man who fails to love his wife unconditionally have not actually exhibited the nature of God. So God wants man to exhibit his nature. And that was the reason he created us in his own image and likeness. Like I said, in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, when God molded the dust of the ground, he breathed his spirit into the nostril of man, and man became a living soul. That was what actually made man, qualified man to become the image and the likeness of God. Outside of the spirit of God, man is not the image and the likeness of God. And if you have the image and the likeness of God, you need to express that love to your wife. No woman hates to be loved. If you love your wife will reciprocate and submit to you.
The book is Godly Marriage and Family Life. There are broken marriages. What has the impact been? Broken marriages, what impact affect on societies and the world?
Anyway, let me start by saying marriage institutions is a learning, it's a school of learning.
Yes.
For husband and wife. Now, there's always certificate of admission, but there is no certificate of graduation, except for those who want to drop out or abscond. The cost implications to marriage dissolutions is more than I can explain. It has much devastating effect in the life of both the husband and the wife who break away from each other. It's a scar that can never be healed. And then it has much devastating effects in the life of the children of broken home. And my research revealed that a large percentage of children from broken home are more likely to involve in some negative activities like crimes, drugs, truancies, and all sort of negative characters of life. And these are the set of people who cannot, in turn, maintain their own family life as well because of the template that was laid by their previous generation. So, and God said that he hates divorce as well. So divorce has a very serious devastating effect. It also leads to moral degradations and degrade human value as well. You will agree with me that among all creatures, the birds, the beasts, and they do procreate, but they never get married. So only man was institutionalized to get married. So anyone who breaks away in their own marriage is not doing the right thing according to the ordinances of God.
There's a lot there and so much in Pastor's book, Godly Marriage and Family Life by J.O.Y., Pastor J.O.Y. Aladeaton. The book is available at Author Reputation Press. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Give you a couple more before we wrap up the program. Let's talk about the ideal characteristics of a godly marriage and family. I think this would be a good guide for people. What are some of the ideal characteristics we should have?
Yeah, the ideal characteristics in godly marriage can be found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. In that Bible text, the Bible said, Jesus Christ is the head of the man, and the man is the head of the woman. And God the Father is the head of Jesus Christ. It means that God is as the hem of every marriage. God is seated to oversee every marital couple affair. And then in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 22 to 33, God spelled out the characters or the expected characteristics of each of the couples, including their children. First, the wife should submit to the husband. Secondly, the husband should love his wife unconditionally. And thirdly, the children should also honor and respect and obey their parents. These are the values in marriage and family life.
So much there. And that's why this book is receiving the rave reviews that it is. This will guide you through marriage, godly marriage, and family life. Let's talk about, the time going by too quickly, so many interesting aspects. You just have to buy the book so you can get all the great information the pastor shares with us. The role of communication, the effective communication in marriage. Talk about that, the importance of communication.
Communications in marriage is very, very important, and it has to be effective one, because if you are talking to your spouse, number one, you need to recognize whom you are talking to as the bone of your bone and the flesh of your flesh. And the woman also needs to recognize that I am talking to the crown over my head. And also, whatever I do to my spouse is what I'm doing to God, since God is the head of this marriage and this family. Therefore, effective communications must convey honor and respect and mutual relationship must be established in the marriage and within the family. I must honor my wife. My wife must honor, and we must have to respect each other, because every man created in the image and likeness of God carry the attribute of God, which in turn, I would say, every man is a king. Every husband is a king in their respective positions, and every woman's a queen. You don't talk to a king or a queen in a rude manner. You need to respect the queen in your life. You need to respect and honor the king in your life. These are the effective communications that should exist between husband and wife. And whatever the husband and the wives are doing to each other, the children will mirror them and replicate whatever they learn from their parents. That is why it is very important that husband and wife should embrace effective communications within themselves.
Professor Joseph Olatotan, our guest on the program. The book is Godly Marriage and Family Life, book available at authorreputationpress.com. So much to talk about, so little time. Let's talk about, and this is a topic that's so important as well, the godly family structure and ethical values. Talk about that and the importance of having that structure.
Now, the importance of having that structure is, as I explained previously in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, it's just for you to align your activities with the ordinances of God as a husband or as a wife. Every husband who understands the structure of God in marriage will treat their spouse with honor and respect, and with the fear of God. Likewise, the women in that marriage will also handle their husband with fear of God. It is very, very important, and this also will generate peace and harmony. Not only that, it will also allow for good health and longevity, where all of these values exist. The blessing of God will also exist alongside. And that is why the family structure as laid down by God, according to God's ordinances, must have to be observed by any married couple and within the family. And also this value should be passed on to the next generation coming, that this is how to live your life as you are sending your children out of your home for marriage. They also must go with this value that my husband is my head, but also the man have a duty and a responsibility to love his wife like himself.
A few moments ago, we talked about broken marriages. What advice do you have for couples who have broken their marriages? What should they do?
Oh my God, that's it's a very difficult things to do now. That number one, they must learn to forgive each other. Number two, if it is possible, marriage restitution is a welcome idea, except if one party have gone to form another marriage with another person. Otherwise, I will encourage every broken marriage to come together again and start anew after they have forgiven each other. Because the institution that was established by God, everyone who steps into that institution must learn how to forgive, because the entire human race, we offended God, we disobeyed God, we transgressed against the will of God. Yet God came down by himself, hung himself on the cross of Calvary and said, Father, forgive them, for they didn't know what they were doing. Despite all our iniquities, despite every transgressions that we committed, God forgive. I will expect every married couple, broken couples, to forgive themselves.
The book is Godly Marriage and Family Life, and we're rapidly running out of time, but I'm going to ask you this question because it's so important. And you've touched on this, I believe, during the course of the conversation, but let's focus on it for a few minutes here. Explain the roles of wife and husband.
Okay. The role of a wife, let me explain the role of a wife first.
Okay.
A wife must see herself as a mother to her husband and a sister to her husband and a friend to her husband, then a wife and the mother to the children in the house. Women are life wire of every home. Women minister to the husband and then minister to the children, just as the man in the house is the president. The husband also should see himself as the father to his wife, a brother to his wife, and a friend to his wife, and then husband to his wife. These are the values that should exist in every married couple's life. The man has a duty to love his wife unconditionally. The woman will reciprocate because no man, no woman hates to be loved. The woman also have the duty to submit to her husband. And the reason is that wherever these characters exist, I have said it earlier, there will be peace, there will be harmony, there will be love, there will be longevity, there will be good health, and the blessing of God will also manifest. So the roles of both husband and wife must align with the commandment of God.
So much information in the books, and you'll see why these books are doing so well and receiving such excellent reviews. The book we're talking about is Godly Marriage and Family Life by Joseph Alladitton. And I'm going to spell this for you, Alladetan, Joseph Alladitton.
Alladitton.
Yes, book.com. Thank you. In the spelling, we got to get this correctly, Alladetan. The book is available at authorpress.com and his website, josephalladittonbook.com. And basically information on all your books here. I love having a chance to talk with you about your books. Talk about what you're working on now. I'm sure you've got something else that you've got out there that we'll be able to talk about here soon.
Yeah, I'll soon publish my other books very soon, but I'll keep the title of those books to my chest for now until they're out.
I don't blame you because I love...
They are life transforming books. It's highly inspiring.
And if you give the title, you give away the book because your titles are inspired. They really deliver on the message that we're looking for getting, and you do such an excellent job. And it's always a pleasure, Pastor, to have you with us on the program. With us
Thank
on the program.
Thank you very much for having
me. It is my pleasure. Pleasure, Pastor Joseph Alladitton. He is our guest coming to us from the United Kingdom. The book's available at his website, josephalladittonbook.com, and that's Alladetan, authorreputationpress.com, all of the usual places. The book is Godly Marriage and Family Life. Pastor, get back to the computer, write another book so we have a chance to talk again soon. It is always enlightening. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.